This I believe. Merrill Moore is a practicing psychiatrist. A list of his published medical articles runs to about 150 titles, dealing with various aspects of neurology, psychology, and the treatment of alcoholism. Since 1950, he has been clinical associate in psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. All this adds up to a busy medical career. But there is another side to Dr. Moore. He is a skilled and prolific poet, the author of over a dozen volumes of verse. It is this side which he turns to us now as he states his creed in an unusual and stimulating way.
I believe in science, by which I earn my living day by day, but I also believe in art, particularly poetry, which men have always written and will always write and enjoy. I would like to express what I believe in poetic form because I have spent more than 30 years consolidating my beliefs into sonnets. I believe in the healing value of time, which is on our side. It helps us in every way. I am grossly seized by the thought of time. Time has camped on the field of my empty hand. I can see time, lacking any vision, everywhere, apparent in everyone. Time shines on us unlike the reticent sun, always day and night. Time does not cost the grief of night, or half the season lost, as does the sun. Time has prepared no bull, agenda, screed, or issued protocol, but time persists, conducts, obtains decrees, multiplex phenomena, mysteries, and if I wander further in despair, deceit and death, then time already there declares, I cancel the troubles that you bear. I believe in full payment. We have to pay for everything we get from life. Nothing is free. You pay. Never let anyone convince you that you do not. Morning is tipped with gold, but it comes from your store. The new, the old, are charged to you, and someone collects somewhere. There have been brave men who did not wince, and you can be like them, but you must pay even for that. And if you do not care, somehow you must also pay for that someday. The sky is a turquoise and the sun's a ruby, and you will have a silver moon tonight. But each one costs is an expensive jewel that you will receive the bill for, kind or cruel, whether bright the day or dim the night. Your nails dig out, your fingers polish the ruby. I believe in the power of good over evil. I believe that in this reactive universe, good may come of evil, better of worse. Blessings may develop from a curse, and bounty fall out of the devil's purse. Scorpions can produce offspring of doves. Hate leaps rampant from two mighty loves. Jungles grow in neat and sacred groves, and happiness wells out of poisoned gloves. Blows in jealousy turn into kisses. Agonies turn into endless blisses. Applause may end what started out with hisses. He catches a better train than the one he misses, because in this reactive universe, good may come from evil, better from worse.
There are the beliefs of Dr. Merrill Moore, psychiatrist and poet of Boston, Massachusetts.